Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And good morning. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 7th of March. It's March. How did that happen? Where did that come from?
But it's kind of good because apart from yesterday, the sun has actually come out today.
Shh, don't scare it away, for goodness sake.
Have you seen the forecast for the next week?
Yes, I have. The rain is back again, for goodness sake. It's March up there, people. It's March. It should be spring. It should be nice and sunny and nice. Anyway, as you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by a guest co-host. You may or may not recognise the voice, but it is the wonderful Tabitha Beasley, the marketing assistant.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us. And our guest is Lynn Helm from Menderbath.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for joining us. So we have got a packed show for you today. We do want to hear from you, as always, the listeners. You can message us in. The easiest and quickest way to get hold of us straight away is on Twitter what's the Twitter handle? At Bunker Extra with an X and hashtag BextraBBunker. Let us know how your week's been. How are things going? March, in third month of the year already. It's like it's flying by.
And we were just discussing how business has picked up quite substantially after sort of a fairly, for some industries, quite a quiet year last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Several political situations we won't talk about.
Just say it, Brexit.
Can we blame Brexit? And we were also just talking about the potential effect of coronavirus on business. So lots to talk about today.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Hopefully you can tell us some of your business insights and what you're experiencing at the moment.
Definitely. And we're looking forward to hearing Lynn's story. So Menderbath literally is as it sounds, Menderbath. But then we've just been talking before the show about cruise ships and Croatia and things like that. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a little bit more exciting and interesting than I thought it might be.
Oh, good.
No, it's good. It's always nice to hear people's stories about how the business started and why they do it and everything like that. So looking forward to that. Do contact, as I say, by Twitter. If you would like to come on the show at any point or you've got an event you'd like us to shout out about, give us an email at bunkextra@gmail.com. And if you want to phone in the studio, you can't because I can't remember the phone number. So we won't go with a phone. Just message us.
Just jump on Twitter. I'm monitoring.
We've got quite
we've had a few little shout outs already, haven't we? Messages already. Thank you, everyone. So just jump on, as Amanda said, it's at... And now I've got to go back and check.
Bunker Extra. Oh dear, it's going to be one of those shows. It's Friday, you can tell. We have had a shout out for request from Fruit Bowl Media. Good morning. Can we have a Bunker Extra shout out, please? To the sponsor of the Networkers Networking event taking place Eastwell Manor on the 18th. So yes, Fruit Bowl Media are one of the sponsors for the Networkers Networking event, which is great. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We all have also had a shout out from Diamond Circle Weddings. And they've got, they're doing a Follow Friday, hashtag Follow Friday. I haven't done that for ages, hashtag Follow Fridays.
I don't think I've ever done it.
If you're not, it's quite a good thing on Friday, obviously, because you can't do a Follow Friday on a Tuesday, but you hashtag FF, and then you link people on Twitter that it might be worth them connecting with and following, which is a great way of building up your connections and followers on Twitter, which is great. So Diamond Wedding Circles, who provide all your decorative things for parties and weddings and corporate events. Which is quite good. Check them out. What else have you got over there?
I've got a lovely picture of a bath sent from Jamie.
Oh,
Jamie,
yes.
From New Potatoes. Is that how to say it?
New potatoes.
So obviously we've got lovely Lynn talking about baths today from Menderbath, and he sent a picture of a bath he made himself. So Lynn, can you see that?
Not really.
He
but,
did actually make it. It's
out of stone.
Oh, wow, that is beautiful.
Concrete, I think.
Concrete.
Yeah.
I will go and have a look at that.
Obviously not completely finished yet.
Finished.
It needs finishing and everything, but yeah.
That's amazing.
They've moved to France and they've got this old farmhouse in France which they're converting, and he just decided he was going to make his own bath, as you do. And in fact, in the bathroom, the only thing that is in the bathroom currently is a bath. They don't have a toilet or anything, but they have a bath. But it is pretty amazing. So it's quite
difficult. I love a bath. Like, you know, some people fall into the shower versus bath. Mm. And I'm a bath. Like, obviously, I do shower, just to say, I have to shower today.
Yeah, just, I am
good
clean. Good to know.
But, oh, you just can't beat a Bath, can you?
No,
I don't know. I don't
Bath
know
girl to you.
Yeah, I used to be, but I just can't, you know, laying in there and then you've got to get out and just...
Remember, our guest is a Bath
girl. I know.
We do showers as well, but I'm a Bath girl.
So I love baths. I do really love baths, but I think... And a lot of people probably go this way now because you're always in speeding around type of thing. A shower's just, you know, got to get the shower done, then can get down, get out and get the dinner.
Oh,
and
bath's
all
a treat.
Things.
Yeah. Bath is
but once a week
once
on Saturday
a,
night.
A long treat.
Nice bath, soak hot bath, glass of wine, bit of music playing, lock the door so nobody can get you. We were talking about this actually relaxed. As well, though, wasn't we? About the fact that making time for yourself. Whenever you're working, but also especially when you're a business owner, switching off and actually having time to yourself is like, it's very rare that people do it. And you have to do that. You have to take your time, whether it is just, you know, half an hour, an hour in the bath, or going for a walk, or just, you know, watching some random stuff on Netflix or whatever. It's, you have to make sure you take that time out.
Yeah, I think problem is there is so much expected of everyone, and you know, this isn't just a female thing. If you think sort of back 50, 60, 70 years, we all had very defined roles. You know, you had the sort of archetypal housewife and you had the man that went to work 9 to 5, and it was kind of everyone knew their roles. But now actually not only do the men have to go to work, but they have to help with the housework and the children, and the women have to work because either they physically need to or because they want to, and why shouldn't they? But also, if you do have children, then you've got that sort of responsibility, a business, a social life, and everything is expected. You're always expected to look your best. You're always expected to sort of ensure that you've remembered World Book Day, you've remembered, you know, a pound for this charity, or, you know, whatever's going on in life, you always have to be on it. And actually, there's an awful lot of juggling going on and a lot of balls can slip, and that will make someone feel like they're not the person they should be.
Yeah.
And actually, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
And just be nice. You know, a lot of this is obviously coming out of the very tragic event with Caroline Flack about people just being unnecessarily unkind to people. Yet we're actually all in the same boat. So yeah, let's just be nice to each other and appreciate what everyone else is going through.
Be kind is definitely the...
And have a bath.
And have a bath. Be kind. Be kind to yourself. And that's the thing which starts, isn't it? You have to be kind to yourself. Mm. And then if you're kind to yourself, you can then go on and be kind to other people as well. I think that's...
It's a bit of a tragedy. And where's this come from? Have we always been like this, but people have been holding it back? But is it... Or is it because... There is this mask of social media that makes people feel so untouchable and so anonymous that they have become these evil...
It has made people... It made it easier. I mean, I think it's, as they always say, it's always been there. It's always been the same. It's just with social media, people can, you know, hide behind... You know, they can set up fake profiles.
You'd never walk up to someone you didn't know on the street and say, oh, you're fat.
No, exactly. You wouldn't.
Like, you wouldn't, and I don't think there are many people that genuinely would, so why would people...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's an area I don't really understand thoroughly, but I think it's fascinating and terrifying in equal measures.
Absolutely, and I think people need to have thicker skins about it as well. Yes, people shouldn't do it, but I think people need to realise that there are horrible people out there, and they must be sad, lonely, horrible, you know, people, if all they can do is troll the internet for people to, you know,
I remember my mum was one good thing I remember her saying to me was, if people are nasty to you, it's normally because they're jealous. And actually, that's what this comes down to.
Very often it is.
Because they're normally the celebrities who have either had success, or they're particularly, you know, beautiful, they're particularly outgoing, they've got a talent in some way, shape or form, and yet they're the ones that are sort of picked on the most.
Yeah, and it's like wise with business. Obviously, with business, there's so much pressure. You know, you want to shout about your wins and how well you're doing, but then people going, "Oh, you know, but you're under pressure because everybody else is putting on how good they're doing." But that's fine. You shouldn't be. You should be feel fine to put on social media that you've had a good day, a good event. You've done well. You've achieved this. Achieved that. You won that award.
Or because, you've had a bad day.
Exactly. Yeah. But equally, yeah. I mean, obviously, this is a conversation I've had many, many times in this show. It's, you still have to be very careful about what you say about having bad days and things not working out. Because yes, you want to. You say, yeah, obviously, I'm human. Not everything. You know, not all good days are good. Some bad days and everything like that. But then you can't be going too much into, oh, this happened and that happened. That happened because your clients and everybody can see you. So if you start going on too much about how bad everything is, people are going to go, well, oh, their businesses haven't done very well. I'm not going to work with them. Yeah. So it is a very fine line, isn't it?
I think at the end of the day, anything that we put out on social media, be it personal or business related, always needs to be taken with a pinch of salt, because you can't probably be as truthful as, you know, you either, if you're positive and showing off about your business, you know, you've got to be careful.
Yep.
And if you're sort of, you haven't had a good day or a good month or a good year or whatever, you can't sort of be that outspoken about it, can you?
No. And from a marketing aspect as well, isn't it? Because social media is a fantastic tool for marketing. But you still have to be very careful with how you do it. And at the end of the day, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Was it 15 or so years ago when people were beginning to get into using social media a lot more and everything like that? People didn't think about the consequences of what's going to happen 10, 15 years down the line. And now people are pulling up tweets that people have said stupid things and that type of thing, and it's being used against them.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you would never say anything that could be used against you because you're aware of it. Yeah. Whereas back then, when it all started, you weren't aware of, didn't even think about the consequences of, like, 10, 15, 20 years down the line. I've posted this, it's there forever. People are going to find it.
Yeah.
Now, that's what people forget. It's there forever.
Well, exactly. Yeah. It is anything you put online is there forever. Mm. Forever and ever and ever and ever. So those pictures of you drunk on the floor.
Why are you looking at me?
No, yeah, there's pictures of you, Tabitha, drunk on the floor.
It's true. And going back to a business perspective from that and a marketing perspective, you have to be so careful, because also you are putting it out there for your competitors.
Absolutely.
And your clients, and future business potentially investors, partners and things. So, it's obviously, you want to be out there and you want to be shouting about your business and how great it is, but then there is the fact that you don't just stand on your pedestal and shout about your business and how great it is. You have to also talk to other businesses, give advice, take advice, you know. And
it's absolutely
not as simple.
No.
Nothing's as simple
anymore. And also, don't lie. So many people over-exaggerate about things. I've built a £9 million business. I've done this, I've done that. And then when you look them up, or, you know, my business has done this, this and this. But if you actually look them up, you can check them on Company House and all that type of thing. No, you haven't. So people forget, you know, you could go on social media, you could build yourself a profile, you could go on about all these amazing things. And most people will go, oh, that's amazing, she's fantastic. And you could, you know, you could make yourself an amazing person. But people, eventually somebody will find you out, because somebody will go, well, that doesn't sound quite right, and then look you up. So it's not quite exaggerating, isn't it? It's about just being truthful about yourself and your business, definitely. We've got loads of tweets today. Look at this. We've got loads coming through. We've had one from the lovely Sandra Lamb at Body Mind Solutions. She's had a great week, busy with clients on my Transforming Thoughts program. Wonderful to see changes it inspires. Enjoy the show. Sandra is also Sandra's a physiotherapist as well, so she does mind and body solutions, and she's been helping me out recently. I had an accident, got kicked by my horse, and my ankle has been giving me lots of trouble. And she, basically, since I've been seeing Sandra, I can walk again. So that is great. Sandra is amazing with what she does. So if you have any aches or pains or any other type of troubles, do check out Sandra at bodymind_1, or find Body Mind Solutions. Google it. Obviously, you'll find her website and everything, because she's amazing. And the lovely Lisa Settle, Friday already. How did that happen? I know. Friday has just appeared to us. Most people are like, thank God it's Friday. What else can you see there? We've got loads coming in today.
We've got Chips and Dinks. Chips and Dinks.
Chips and Dinks. You have to be so careful how you say that on air.
Yeah. It's been a good week for them. Only a few days left free in March. Gosh, so they're really busy. Stocked up with wipes and sanitizers. Not to let our customers down. So shall we move on to the coronavirus?
Let's
to
just
business?
Mention it, because although we, I think a lot of people are frustrated with it now. It's one of those, and we did touch on it a little bit last week when I had Richard Bell, our security expert, in, because it's one of those things, due diligence at the end of the day, how you deal with it. You know, coronavirus, it's out there at the moment. The media are basically scaremongering and scaring the hell out of everybody. Did you see the picture of that woman with a bucket over her head?
Told me about it.
I mean, like, she was on the tube with a clear, it's fine, she could see, bucket on her head.
That's not going to do an awful lot, is it?
They've said that face masks don't work. But, and I'm not a medical expert.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, 2,000 people died of flu in this country in the last 3 months over winter. Just standard, yeah. Normal flu.
Yeah.
And again, these people tend to be older people, yeah. And people that have some kind of existing medical condition. 2,000 people in this country alone. What's the number globally on coronavirus?
Yeah.
You know, it really is scaremongering at its absolute worst. Like, who doesn't... Well, I don't even want to ask the question, who doesn't wash their hands? But, you know, yes, I think yeah. That's really
who
important.
Who doesn't wash their hands?
I think that is important to always talk about, you know, cleanliness and things like that. But this has got to a point where businesses are now going to really suffer. A friend was telling me that her husband commutes to London every day and he's just bought his annual ticket and his company have said that from Monday, everyone can work from home indefinitely to stop the spread. And it's like, what's the impact on business and this self-isolating? My husband was giving me an example last night of there's a member of a team at his office who has returned from North Italy or something and is now self-isolating for 2 weeks. They then come back to work and then they're going on holiday. They've got 2 weeks booked holiday. So that person is not able to be in the business for 2 weeks. Then they're coming back and going away on annual leave. You know, this is all going to take a toll. And is it necessary? I have a cold at the moment. I'm not...
You get out. She didn't say that. Get the hand gel.
And the symptoms are very specific. It starts with a fever. And if you've ever had a proper fever, you know you've got a proper fever and you're quite poorly and you wouldn't be out and about spreading it around anyway. And then obviously the cough and the chest. Like, I have to say, you know, and I can say sort of as a pregnant person, I'm not concerned.
No.
And I fly to Nice on Thursday, which has however many confirmed cases, and I'm not concerned and I'm not going to change my travel arrangements for that. I just feel they are scaring us and putting unnecessary fear into an already pretty, you know, sort of shaken world and sort of an insecure place.
Absolutely. Definitely is. And one of the things Richard was saying last week, he said the one thing to look out for is if all the politicians start coming out and saying, don't worry, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen. If it happens a lot, then worry, because if the politicians start telling you not to worry, then there's an underlying thing. But I think just, as you say, all this dramatisation, and you've got to look at how it affects business, and certainly the events industry at the moment. Everyone's going, well, what do? Do we put on our events? Do we cancel our events? You know, blows of money and planning goes into big events well in advance, and then if they suddenly you have to cancel it because of a coronavirus or nobody turns up, you know, I'm quite happy to blame the failure of an event on the coronavirus, but you don't want that. You don't want people not coming because they're worried about catching the coronavirus. I mean, say, what is the chances of you catching it? And
exactly.
If you do catch it, it's going to predominantly, unless you've got an underlining, and everybody that has died from it, and you know, we're not dismissing it, it has killed people. But more people have died from cancer, from flu, within the same time period. It's just something that's new that's popped up on the radar, isn't it?
It's a fad, isn't it? Let's hope it's a fad, shall I say, actually. Because obviously there is the risk of it potentially not being
a fad. Not being a fad.
But no, exactly. The lady that sadly passed away in the UK, was it last night or yesterday? What day are we on? Yeah, I think
it's
Thursday.
Friday, yeah.
She was a lady in her 70s who had been in and out of hospital a lot over the last few weeks and months and had underlying medical issues.
Yeah.
And that was from, you know, the hospital themselves saying that it's...
And that's the thing, isn't it? All they're talking about is how many people have died from it. Mm. But have they actually talked about the amount of people that have...
Recovered
from it.
Yeah.
You know, had it recovered from it. And I'm sure I heard mention of a vaccine somewhere or something, but you never know. You never know what to believe, do you?
They're working on it in California, is that?
I think it's somewhere.
Everyone, all the scientists are working on it. So, I've got another shout out.
Oh yes.
Hi, Bunker Extra, Amanda Flanders. Please, can I have a shout out for the Medway Careers Fair at the Pentagon Centre, Chatham, Thursday, March 26th. We have 26 employers confirmed. More to come. Careers advice and help with your CV available. All the details can be found at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/pentagon.
Absolutely. I think businesses just need to think about what they're doing and just proceed with just awareness, basically, at the end of the day. if people can physically work from home, if you feel that's necessary, do it, providing they can get the work done. If they can't, then there's no reason why you can't commute and travel. It's just, you just have to sort of be aware, don't you, at the end of the day. Get on with life as normal. Don't use this as another excuse or reason for not getting on and doing things and, you know, avoiding people.
I've got another shout out.
Have you?
Good morning. We're Michael Parks Chartered Surveyors. We would love a Business Extra, Business Bunker shout out. So that is Michael Parks, who are Chartered Surveyors for property management at its best. Thank you very much for messaging into the show.
We've had one from the lovely Lisa Settle at Tailcare. And she said, can we have a shout out for all the lovely lovely ladies up for an award tonight at the Kent Women in Business Awards. It's been an amazing judging year with lots of deserving individuals. Good luck to each and every one. So, yes, it's the Kent Women in Business Awards tonight. We used to go there, didn't we?
We did. We've been there. They've changed the categories.
Have they?
They've changed any marketing-related category to online only.
Have they?
Yeah, like a digital one. So, or that's sort of what I'd noticed last time I had a look. So, obviously it's moving with the change in industry, but at the same time, there's still offline.
Yeah, hello, yeah.
There's still strategists.
It should be marketing or marketing and digital, shouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But good luck to everybody who
it's
always a good
evening.
It's a
great acclamation to have.
So definitely good luck to everybody out there. And we have had one from our lovely Tracy Ferguson. Happy Friday. It's been a great week. Enjoyed delivering my Women into Work session at DWP in Folkestone. And one of my Princess Trust mentees has got a job. Really proud of him. Have a great show. Volunteering at Adult Literacy Club this morning. So I'll catch up with the replay. Tracy always catches up with the replay. So thank you for listening and for tweeting in, Tracy. We appreciate that.
I was going to read one from the lovely Linda Garcia from Aluxi Consulting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yes.
At Bunker Extra, I'll be speaking at the Invicta Chamber Muesli Mafia Breakfast Network.
Muesli.
What did I say?
Muesli.
Muesli. Yeah,
okay. Muesli.
I can't really quite hear. You know, I'm sort of with the cold and everything. I'm a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe on the virus.
Breakfast Network on Tuesday, the 10th of March from 7:30 a.m. on productivity and how to measure it.
Don't function at that time. That's not a lot. That's a lie, actually. I do function at that time in the morning, but normally to pack lunches, child out of bed, get child dressed and get ready for school. Linda's talks on productivity are fantastic. She's a great person for getting you focused with your business and making it more productive at the end of the day. So definitely worth going along to that if you go to the Muesli. It's quite hard, isn't it? Muesli.
And I think, obviously, there's lots of different networking events going on, but the breakfast ones are always tricky for any parent that has to deal with children and school runs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you can go to ones like that, then it's great because it still gives you the working day to actually crack on with some.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are very popular, aren't they? You can go be networking at 7:30 and then still be in the office by 9:00. So great.
Good use of time.
Athelbray.
Hi, Amanda. Have a great show on Friday. Would love to hear from anyone about lunch and learn session topics. We're looking at holding the first in June. Just email fran@athelbray.co.uk or DM us with what you'd be most interested in. Amanda, do you know any more about the lunch and learn sessions they're talking about?
So Athelbray do a lot of different trainings and coaching, and they're putting together a series of lunch and learns. And I guess they're just getting ideas of, as business owners, what type of lunch and learn would be beneficial to you? What type of things do you want to learn? For me, I'd always focus on making sure the lunch was nice, but then they always host them at nice venues. So they're all Norman Chilston Park, Brands Hatch Place, those type of places they use. So the food is always amazing there.
I just like practical tips that actually can help me as a business owner run my business from day to day. Lynn, what do you think? What kind of practical business tips would be useful for you? Have I put you on the spot?
Yes. So one of my challenge is always trying to time manage things.
Yeah.
And I'm the worst at it, trying to make sure. So I do school run first, and then I'm normally in the office, which is at home, so I'm really lucky, by 9:00. And just to make sure I get everything done that I need to do and to prioritise it in the right order to make sure things are done by 3:00 for me to hit the school run again. and I'm not very good at that. Yeah, time management.
Yeah, I think time management is a massive issue for everyone. And it's a really interesting subject. Again, I was talking to my husband about it last night, and he was saying about how he manages a team in an agency in London and how he really sees that the busier the team are, the better they work.
Yes.
The more focused they are. When people have a little more downtime, they're not delivering as well because they think they've got more time. Yeah. They think that it's not, you know, such a rush. There's that saying, isn't it? Give, you know, if you want something done, give it to a busy person.
Yeah.
And it's so true. When you, you know, if you are having a quieter time in your business, people think, oh, well, I get all this work done. You know, I'll write blogs and I'll do all my social media and, you know, all the, you know, whatever you need to do, you sort of sort your finances out. And actually, you don't necessarily get as much done. Yet when you've got a huge to-do list and deadlines, you do tend to be. But it's what do you put first? How do you manage it?
100%. Yeah, when I'm very busy, the list does get ticked off. But on the slightly quieter days, I think, I've got loads of time. I'll just get this done. Have a cup of coffee quick and then I'll crack on.
Run out of time.
It's definitely about being really, really, really focused, isn't it, with your time and literally to the minute. Right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and then done.
And also time management's quite a personal thing because some of these hints and tips, you know, I used to love reading these sort of how entrepreneurs got to where they are and, you know, the success tips of entrepreneurs and they start at 5 a.m. and they get up and do their yoga and go for a run and they don't have children. And they do all these things. And it just, none of it resonated with me.
No.
It doesn't work for someone who is tied between a very tight time frame of in the office, got to work. So it's quite difficult, I guess, to... And, you know, I've written blogs myself about how to stay proactive, how to manage your time, how to be organised, because there's basic things. But then it's quite a personal thing, isn't it, for someone about what you respond to and how you work.
Definitely. That's the thing. There's no set fast rule, but I think guidelines is good, isn't it, just to guide you and help you and how you're going to manage your time and everything. We have also had a tweet from the wonderful Me Now at Me Now Co on the Twitter. We'd love a shout out, especially as we're excited to announce that FC Tankerton are joining our Me Now charity programme, further increasing our support for the club and the children's deaf football team who we already sponsor. So that's fabulous. Me at Me Now Co on the Twitter.
I need to pick up on Lisa.
Yes.
She's just written back saying, by the way, there is still a PR and marketing category. Okay, maybe it was one of the other ones that I mistook it for, but they're definitely one of the local Kent ones because there's the Women in Business and then there's the what used to be the KIT.
KITA, which is
Awards.
Now something else.
I think it must have been that one because I won the marketing and PR award. That's why I know. So apologies, Lisa. So there is still a marketing and PR category and it's the Women in Business Awards tonight. Is it at the Leeds Castle venue?
Ashford International.
Ashford International.
Yes.
Oh, well, great night.
Definitely.
Everyone involved.
Fun. We've had a tweet from Richard just saying, keep those hands clean, everybody. Keep washing those hands. Sing happy birthday, apparently.
Yes, 20 seconds.
Yeah. Right, let's have a musical break. And then when we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Lynn and finding out about her business and the baths. And we'll be back right... Oh, must say, this song has been chosen by Lynn, especially for her daughter, because her daughter was named after this song.
See if you can spot this one. Thank you.
For the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. And you are listening to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk. And I am joined in the studio today. My guest co-host is lovely to have her, is the wonderful Tabitha Beasley. Tabitha Beasley. Changing your name for your love.
It's me and my Moosley.
Moosley and Beasley. Beasley, the marketing assistant.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us today. And our guest is Lynn Helm from Menderbath. The first part of the show, we have been discussing all type of things with marketing and being aware of the coronavirus and everything like that. So great conversations to begin with. And we have been talking about a couple of networking events as well that are coming up. We will briefly mention the event coming up in 2 weeks. Well, no, it's under 2 weeks now. The Networkers Networking Event has returned, which is a full-day event all about networking for people. Basically, people keep on saying to me, well, you know, I haven't been networking before. Should I come to it? Or I'm quite a regular at networking. Should I come to it? You know, who's it for? And actually, it's for across the board. For those people that are new to networking, the Networkers Networking is great because it breaks them in easily and slowly, because it's such a relaxed environment, isn't it? It's just nice and chilled, and there's loads of time. Sometimes, often with networking, it's a breakfast, or it's a brunch, or it's an evening. So it's like 2 hours, get out there, meet as many people as you can, go, go, go type of thing. So it's not necessarily as relaxed environment, where we have the full day and it's with lunch. We have two amazing, fantastic speakers, and we have networking activities and everything. So it's great for newbies, because they can sort of learn the best ways to start themselves off networking. And then for those people that go regularly but maybe not quite getting the results they want to at networking, it's great for them, because we give them some tips and advice to help them. And just serial networkers that basically spend half all their life networking just come along for a great day. And Tabitha is speaking. Tabitha is sharing her marketing knowledge with our guests, which is good, because we always want to try and have help and advice for businesses as well. So it's not just about the networking, it's about what they can learn as well to help build their business. So Tabitha is sharing marketing tips and advice.
Free marketing tips.
How to market your business for free.
Because there is, you know, people tend to be very scared that the word marketing comes with a big price tag.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you want serious, obviously marketing's a very big umbrella term anyway, but there's kind of the strategic help. So if you need things like, a marketing MOT carried out on your activity that you're doing, if you'd like a marketing plan written, if you'd like strategic direction, that's going to cost money. But there's things you can do yourself for free.
Yeah.
Things you're probably already doing yourself, but you might not realise how the algorithm of Google has changed, for example.
Yeah.
So if you're posting tweets out and you think, oh, well, I'm doing that, but are you actually doing it to tick their boxes and get their approval? So, it's going to be easy, to do yourself marketing tips for free. So it's accessible for everyone in any stage of their business.
Really looking forward to that. So that'd be good. I mean, we've got Hacks, Mike Hacker, who's going to be talking about video, because video is still a huge part of
content
marketing, and content is king. And obviously all of this ties in, you know, how networking is important. Networking is part of your marketing strategy. Then we've got some great networking activity. We've got Escape on Site, which basically is an escape room in a bag. And all the teams will have to solve the clues and puzzles and open the lock before the toxic gas is released into the room and everybody dies.
That's a bit close to home at the moment, isn't it? With yeah. the coronavirus.
Release coronavirus into the room. Maybe we shouldn't joke about that.
No.
But it is great. It's coming up on the 18th of March, so just a week and a half away. If you go to evexio.co.uk/whatson, click on the Networkers Networking event and book on and join us. It's going to be a great day, you know, 40, 50 business owners in the room to have some networking with and learning lots. So,
and it's not a scary environment. Like, I'm not a massive fan of going into a room where I don't know anyone and sort of standing on the edge, waiting to make eye contact. Networking can be very daunting for some people, but it is a very relaxed and friendly,
very much so,
environment where it's not forced, and it's not a case of how many business cards you can give out and how many, you know, people you can speak to and then follow them up. It's all about building relationships.
Absolutely. You're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. But we now must move on to baths. I'd say a good job Gemma's not co-hosting today, because she would have been baths. And you'd be like, no, it's bath. So, Lynn, we do want to find out a little bit more about you and then obviously the business and how it came about. So what is, tell us just briefly a little bit about yourself, you know, career, kids, giving it up, starting the business. How did it all happen?
So from South Africa, moved over about 13 years ago with my husband. The plan was 5 years and go back home.
Oh, okay. 13 years ago. I love that happens.
babies happened. And so I was working in London in the financial services industry.
Oh, okay.
And my husband was in banking, and this business came up for sale. So he bought it back in 2011 and was doing it himself. He had a few technicians on the road, and then when baby number two came along, that was in 2015, sorry.
I can't remember the age of your children.
I realised I could help him. So I stopped in the city and started doing the admin, doing the phone, doing quoting, and he was able to get out on the road more, see more clients. So it's worked really well, and it's from home. It's lovely. Drop the kids off in the morning, and then... Yeah,
but it's a UK business, isn't it? You cover the whole of the UK.
Yes, so we've got seven technicians around the country. I run the diary, and the London technicians and technicians in the south, whereas some of the technicians are franchisees, so they do their own thing. And then when we get some nice big contracts, they all come together, and they love the contracts because it's opportunity to work as a team, whereas it's quite a lonely job, the technicians in the van. They go to houses, hotels, done a few ships. So
so what was it about the business that made your husband go, yeah, I want to buy that business? Does he like baths? Is it something that he's, you know, fan of bath?
So it's a South African-born business.
Right.
So and it's from his hometown, Port Elizabeth. And his dad actually knew the owners and founders of the business and helped them. He's an accountant, and helped them set up the business. So he picked up the business was for sale. And my husband's quite hands-on, and the city wasn't for him. He just, he didn't like it. And then he started chatting to the guy selling it, and then, the rest is history, and he just...
So did he have to learn, obviously, the skills of...
Yes,
repairing,
so he had to learn, do quite a lot of training. And because it's so niche, the training's not, you know, you can't go study a course to do it.
No, it's not. You can't book your old diploma course online and learn how to do it.
So the guys normally come down to us for a few weeks, and then they learn in the garage. They practice and go through the technical bits of it and how it's all done. And then they learn on the job. And every day, even our oldest technician who... is very near retirement, he says he still learns something every day, because every job, everything is so different.
Because it's not just baths, is it?
No. So baths, shower trays, chips in basins, full basins, cracked basins, urinals. We've even done a few of those. So most things in the bathroom we can fix. Yeah. So whether it's just slightly damaged or totally damaged, we come in and fix it. Yeah.
And obviously that's really good for the environment as well, because, you know, the cost of ripping a bathroom out and redoing it, it doesn't necessarily need to be. It can be fixed. It can be painted outside and inside, can't it? You do all sorts.
Yes, all sorts. You send us a picture and we look at it and see what is the best solution for you. And sometimes we do say, listen, that needs replacing. Our repair's not going to last. So all sorts. We look at each one separately, exactly what can be done,
And so did it start off, obviously, you're quite large now and you've got, cover the whole of the UK. But how did it start? Was it just locally? Was it personal people used to go to people's homes? Or obviously, because you work with hotels and everything now, is it something you initially went into with the hotels and everything? Or has that just grown over the time?
So what actually happened when the previous owner had the business, he started scaling down a little bit. He was unwell and started scaling down. So when we took it over, a lot of our business was a DIY product, which we are stopping doing and focusing more on the professional side of the business. So we've had to build it from not much. There was two technicians when we started, and we've had to build the client base. A lot is in homes. In, you know, if you've got a yellow bath, you don't like it, we come in and change it to white. And those old cast iron baths are such good quality. You just don't get them anymore. So people want to keep them. So we've had to build from that. We've built our corporate client list up quite nicely. And we've got some lovely clients. And I must say, our corporate clients are so nice. We've really got a nice bunch of hotels. And they call us and we move backwards because we know we want to help them out, and they're low occupancy today. And then sometimes they phone, oh, we're fully booked. Can you cancel tomorrow? And we're like, oh, we'll move it and shift things around. So,
it's great that you do go into people's homes and do the consumer side.
Yes.
Because that's probably where you get to be a little bit more creative. You know, and if someone's got a lovely cast iron roll top bath and they want it changed to pink, or you've done some incredible things, haven't you?
The pink one's my favourite.
Yeah.
So we actually had a customer who we've done quite a lot of work for him, and he had this bath, and he phoned us up and he said, I've got this bath. Can I send it down to you? I want it restored. So I said, well, what are you going to do with it? No, he doesn't know yet. He just wants it restored. So we're like, okay, he sent it down. So I phoned him up.
So he sent a bath to you?
Yes. So he sent it to us. Most jobs are done in situ in your house because you don't want to unplumb it. And that's the whole value of our business, is you don't need a plumber. You don't need to retile. We come in, fix it, and we leave, and your bathroom's ready 24 hours later. But we do get people that are renovating, and then they take their bath out, they send it to us. We restore it inside and outside, send it back to them, and then they plumb it in. So he phones. So I phoned him back. I said, what colour are we doing your outside of your bath? So he goes, I think I wanted cream. And I just looked and I was like, no, you can't.
That would just not work.
So I said, I'm going to post your colour chart. Have a look through. What about a bright colour? I said, even if it's just grey, I mean, grey's lovely. And he phoned back. He's like, I've looked at it. Can we go bright yellow? He says, look for the brightest yellow you can find. Oh, so I loved that bath. It was fantastic. It is absolutely beautiful.
And what did he do with it in the end?
He hasn't done anything with it.
What, it's
still
sitting.
It's in storage. He hasn't done anything.
So is he a property owner? Does he have multiple properties?
I think he's got a few. Yes.
Oh, it makes you want to go to like a salvage yard and buy a roll top bath.
I guess that's the thing as well, though, isn't it? Because he didn't realise that he could have whatever colour he wanted.
Yes.
He's just thinking, oh, you know, white cream. And cream is the normal for baths, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you made the whole thing. Did you take photos of it?
Yes.
It'd be quite nice to see something like that and see what other things. Because I guess that's the thing as well, isn't it? You know, you've just got a standard bath in your bathroom. It's quite like, oh, you know, how exciting can a bath can be? But when you start looking at baths, there's so many amazing different styles. Mm-hmm. I was at doing a site visit at Eastwell Manor a week or so ago, and they've got this bath in one of the rooms. They've got this gorgeous big copper, and there's a big, huge standalone copper baths. And it's just like, oh, yeah, I could just imagine that,
amazing.
Sinking into that and being all nice and warm and cosy. Love it. You mentioned that you work with hotel brands and everything. So what sort of hotel brands do you work with?
So we work quite a lot in London. So Gorin Hotel.
Going at the top there. Right, we work with the Gorin Hotel. Thank you very much.
They've got the most amazing head housekeeper at the Gorin, and she's been so amazing, and she's referred us on to quite a lot of her colleagues, which is brilliant. Another one of our long-standing clients who we've been working with them since the beginning is St. James Suites and Taj Hotel, a lovely hotel in central London. And we're making our way through the hotels.
Cruise ships. Did you mention a Barbados to Portsmouth or something?
Oh, so first thing, do you have to be on the cruise ships, I guess, while they're sailing, not when they're in port or anything?
So normally in dry dock. Mm. So we've just got off one. They were in dry dock in Croatia, and we did a few baths on that. The team is leaving in the end of the month for Spain to do some work on another ship that's in dry dock. And the one ship did say, oh, maybe we've got some more work. Can you work while we cruise in? So I quickly said, I'll be on that ship.
Yes, hello. if we have to, that's fine. I can come along.
I can come along, definitely. But the guys have all told me, what are you going to do? I said anything.
I think you need to manage them. You need to ensure they are working hard.
Exactly. Quality control.
Definitely.
So, well, that's not a bad job, is it?
No.
And you're obviously based locally, aren't you?
We in Ham Street. Got a little office in the back garden, which is amazing because it gives you the flexibility of being a mom, doing work. And then obviously the technicians are all in their van.
But you cover the whole of the UK with regards to the hotels and the customers, the one-to-one.
So yes.
Anyone in Kent has got a lovely bath that needs, or shower, or sink.
Well, I'm possibly have to have a word with Jamie because he might need you to go over to France and just do the covering of his concrete bath.
We have got a colleague in France. Sean runs Mendebath France. So Mendebath is international.
It's international business.
France.
And so does the South African chain of it still work? Do you still have people over there?
Yeah, so we get all our stock from South Africa, and the factories in South Africa, and they are still operating. Yes.
Fantastic. As you say, it's one of those businesses, sometimes people just dismiss it because, you just mend a bath. But actually, what's involved in mending a bath and the different types of baths and the different type of places you get to go or your team get to go.
Yes.
I think you should often do site visits and things like that.
I'm scared they'll give me a spray gun.
Yeah. You have to inspect the site. Make sure, it's okay for your team to work there.
Yes.
So pop along to Barbados just to make sure, the team are going to be all right when they're, and the hotels.
Yes.
Isn't that a great name as well? Mend a bath. What do you do? Mend a bath.
You literally, Ron Seal.
You can't be anymore. Yeah, exactly. What a great brand name.
Yeah.
And memorable, easy to
absolutely
look up.
Absolutely.
Mm. So,
definitely. Yeah. What do you do?
Mend a bath. But lots of people don't even know you can do it.
Absolutely.
I had a customer phone in and said, I was Googling something else and you popped up. I didn't know you can resurface a bath and it's so much easier, so much quicker. People just don't know you can do it.
I have to say, we used to live in a beautiful Victorian maisonette in London, and we had this beautiful old original enamel bath, and we used Tippex on the
and
because you can, it was awful and you can see, but again, I didn't realize you could do something, and that's a case where actually it would have been probably half a day's job for you guys to come in and fix it, and it would have been absolutely it was an amazing bath because it stayed so hot.
That's the thing with cast iron, it stays
hot, and you don't need to fill it completely up because it radiates up the side
and they're deeper and bigger.
I want a new bath.
I just want a bath right now.
Gotta finish the show now because we're off rushing off for a bath.
Not to get that,
don't you spoil some people's illusions there.
Sorry, it won't fit.
So the business has been going, so started in 2011
we started it, but it was operating in the UK since the 80s. So it's been running around the UK for a while now.
Yep.
We're well established, not going anywhere, which gives customers a little bit of reassurance.
Absolutely.
We've been here for a while, we guarantee all our work, we will be here if something does go wrong. You just ring us and we'll sort it out. Whereas, unfortunately, the market, lots of people come and do it for a short while.
Of course.
And then where people phone us, they're not answering their phone anymore, or they've
out of business.
Yeah.
But we're here to stay. We enjoy what we're doing. And
do you guarantee your work?
Yes. Everything's fully guaranteed. And 5 years for a full bath resurface. So it's quick, it's easy.
That's the thing.
Know,
that's amazing as well, isn't it? Because I think having clients and being in business, it's really important to have those relationships, because they're going to then refer you, you know, if they know, have a friend that, you know, has got a bath problem or a utility problem or whatever, and they're going, oh, well, we use so-and-so, we're going to refer them on. And the same with the hotels. The hotels are very, very all together. Everybody knows everybody in the hotel industry who knows everybody. So
that is so true, yes.
It's a weird industry, really. It is. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us today. It's always interesting to hear people's business stories, the background behind the business and everything like that. If people want to find out more about your Bender Bath. We're going to Mender Bath. What's the best way for them to find you and contact you?
So our website is www.menderbath.co.uk. We are on Instagram and Facebook, which is at MenderBathUK. And email's always come straight to our desk, info@menderbath.co.uk.
Fantastic.
So easy to find.
Oh, yeah, just literally put in Google Menderbath.
Mend a bath.
Literally, everybody. It is that simple, Menderbath. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No,
it's been great to learn more about the business. It's really nice, isn't it, Tabitha, when you get to find more interesting and unusual businesses and then find out, you know, the story behind it and what is all involved.
I always love hearing people's business stories. I love hearing about their business and what they do, because they're always things that you just have no, like, you just have never thought about before.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. Like something like bath, we could actually probably carry on talking about it, because it is really interesting.
Yeah, it is.
But also how businesses start and how increasingly they are working around people's lives. People are leaving the city. They're leaving potentially a career that they trained in from out of school or something, qualifications they gained very young, and they're breaking off and doing different things. And I just find that, you know, really interesting. So it was really nice to meet you, Lynn, and to hear all about it.
Thank you.
And we have, look at the time. Before you know it, an hour is over and the end of the show is nigh, coming up on to us really soon. So just a reminder that on Paul's show on Tuesday, he's got a great lineup of guests as always. So that's the Business Bunker, our brother show. Not quite as good as the Bunker Extra, but you know, it's all right. It's worth listening to. It's never as glamorous.
No.
Although sometimes Paul can be glamorous. But he's on Tuesday from 1 till 3. I will be back next week. My co-host in the studio next week is Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. And our guest is Jerry Gordon Brown. So if you want to find out more about what's going on, follow us on La Twitter at Bunker Extra. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm, stay dry.
Wash your hands
as regularly, or just take a bath.
Yeah.
There you go. Take a bath. I'm going to go home and have a bath right now. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye for now. Say bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye, girls.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.